Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We're gonna finish... Well, we're gonna redo what was already done. So, this video that I'm making already existed before my computer decided to die. And, now we're gonna remake it. So, yeah, we're gonna do about 20 minutes of this, and then I've got another one that I'm gonna premiere. And after that, we're going to do a whole full hour of Bear Witness. One last hour before the next big one comes in and dominates everything. We've got a big anticipated novel coming up in just a few short weeks. And I'm going to give Bear Witness one big last hurrah before we go back through that novel. And when we get to that conclusion, then we're going to jump back into Bear Witness. So, just give me a minute on this, but this is how I'm gonna work it like that. Let's do that. Sounds good to me. Come here. She wraps her hand around the back of your neck and guides your lips to hers, kissing you hard, almost possessively. In the gym, too, huh? Come on. She grabs your hand and nearly drags you towards the men's locker room. Where? You're the only man here right now. It'll be empty. I want you to fuck me in the showers. Well, okay then. As soon as you're in the locker room, the two of you begin to strip, dropping your clothes as you go. She turns toward the shower and starts in, checking the water temperature. You grab her from behind. You kiss the side of her neck, your hands sliding up to her breasts. You run your thumbs over her nipples and she moans contentedly. Zenda's hand reaches back for you and you feel her wrap her fingers around your cock and begin stroking you. Already hard for me, darling? Good. I don't want to waste time warming you up. She turns to you, locking her lips, rather, on yours as she pulls you into the shower. You reach for her legs and lift her up. Oh! You okay? You're strong as hell. Haha, you're light. You guide your cock to her pussy and push the head inside her. She groans and wraps her arms around you. Oh, fuck. Fuck me. And he does that. You take her up on the offer and begin pounding her pussy. You guide her up and down on your cock, never losing eye contact. God, you feel so good. Your cock is so big. Man, what if it was small? She'd probably have a fit. Why is it so small? What's going on? You kiss her hand as you thrust in and out of her. She's whimpering against your lips. She continues to moan and whimper as you pound her tight pussy. Fuck me. Fuck! You're so tight. Oh shit. Oh fuck. This is good. Right there. Oh baby, fuck me. Fuck! She grunts and you feel her tight pussy clamp down on you. You watch her face as she comes, her eyes nearly rolling back in her head. Oh, my turn. You lower her legs, holding her for a moment. She's able to stand on her own. Until she's able to stand on her own, rather. You hoist her up onto your lap and onto your cock. A lot of technicalities involved in sex, folks. You guide your cock back inside her and grab her hips. In a moment, you've hit a rhythm again, fucking her deep and hard. Man, those water droplets are frozen. He can freeze time, too. Zenda is limp, almost like a rag doll. So even though she's on top, you're doing most of the work lifting her up and down. Ah! My God! Nothing but whimpers and moans escape her lips now. She's nearly delirious as she orgasms yet again, this time pushing you to your limit. Grim, I'm coming again! Oh, fuck. Fill me, lover. Fill me up. Fill my pussy with your cum. Zenda, I'm going to come. Don't! With an effort of will, you pull your cock from her pussy and slide the underside of it between her ass cheeks. rubbing against her once, twice, and then spraying your seed onto the ground. You groan with each successive spurt until you finally drop your head to her shoulder. Oh, fuck! Next time, I want you to fuck my ass. Oh, well, we can look forward to Zenda's ass fucking next time then. Oh, well, if you really want me to. She laughs and kisses you again. Maybe it'll be her ear after that. Okay, let's get cleaned up. I really do need an actual workout now. This is more of a quick sprint. Haha, sorry, it was over a little quick, wasn't it? No, it was perfect, thank you. She's glowing. Oh, yeah, it would have been like that forever. I hate when they do those black screens and it's like, is it gonna go to something else or are we just gonna be here forever? The next morning, you're in the midst of getting ready for your day when your phone rings. Hey, Dad, what's up? Hey, Twat Goblin, how are things? Pretty good, been busy, lots to do here. About to head to class, how are you? I'm good, kid. I wanted to give you a heads up on a few things. Okay. Durante is out of prison. What? How? How's he out so soon? His lawyer got his conviction overturned. There's gonna be a new trial. Seriously? Damn it. Yeah, apparently the DA thinks there's something shady going on. I don't know, though. I'm just hearing it secondhand. Shit. Dad. Hold on. I'm calling in part to let you know that you don't have to testify. You let out a sigh of relief. They're just going to use my previous testimony? No, they can't. They're not going after him for the murder rap this time anyway. They're charging him with racketeering. Well, him and the rest of the outfit. Oh shit, they're going after everyone? Yeah, which is why I've got to testify. What? Dad, no! I have to, Grim. I'll be giving crucial evidence about their books. Whoops, what? Oh, yeah, okay, hold on. Dad, that's dangerous. I don't want you to do it. And why not the murder charge? You killed your partner. I don't know. I'm not privy to those conversations, kid. Dangerous or no, I have to. Fuck. It'll be okay. The U.S. Marshals will be there with me 24/7. I'll be fine. Damn it, Dad. I just wanted to let you know what was going on in case you can't get a hold of me for a bit. I won't be allowed to bring my phone. When do you leave? Tomorrow. Marshals will be flying me into O'Hare. I testify the next morning. Stay an extra day in case my testimony runs long. Then I'm back home the next day. Okay. Don't worry, alright? I'll try not to. Alright, I'm gonna let you get going. I'll massage you when I'm back. I'll massage you. Boy, that would be an awkward... Dad, what are you... What are you doing? What's going on? I thought you might have wanted a massage, Twat Goblin. No, I'll message you when I'm back, okay? Okay, Dad, I love you. Jeez, I can't get that out of my head now. That's the thing about the English language. One is... This is a very important conversation between two people, a message. And the other is a more intimate rubbing of the skin. It's like, you want me to give you a message or do you want a massage? It's like, damn. It's like, I sent him a massage. You did? Is there going to be some woman coming over? I mean, seriously. For those of you that really don't understand English, that's how ridiculously complicated it can be. It says, okay, Dad, I love you. Love you too, shit brick. Talk to you later. Bye. You hang up, a sinking sensation in the pit of your stomach. You find yourself sitting on the edge of your bed before you realize you need to head out soon. You head downstairs to the kitchen and find Athena and Heidi finishing up their breakfast. You head to the sink and get yourself a glass of water. You stand there for a moment, thinking as you take a sip. It takes you a moment to realize someone is saying your name. Grim! Yeah? Sorry, what's up? You spaced out there for a bit. You okay? Oh yeah, sorry, a lot on my mind. You riding with me today? Yes, please. Okay, gonna leave in just a few minutes. You have time to eat something? Yes, Mom. Ha ha. You catch Athena's eye and smile at her. You notice she looks a little haggard, but wisely decide not to mention that directly. You doing okay? She shrugs. Tired. Work has been running me ragged. I got 50 hours of sleep plus glasses. It's been pretty fucking exhausting. Damn. Speaking of which, you busy tonight? No, I don't think so. What's up? Oh yeah, don't worry. They work the shit out of goth girls too. Goth girls don't get like a special pass. I don't know if you guys noticed that, but they'll work the shit out of them just as hard as they'll work the shit out of anybody else. If you're a human and you've got legs and arms that work, you know, even if you don't, they're gonna work it. If they can work it, they're gonna work it. That's how this country is. Oh, you're here to work? Well, that's what we're gonna do to you. You're gonna work. No, I don't think so. What's up? I'm gonna head to the token and keep Athena company. You wanna come with? Sure. I've been avoiding the girls all this time. I'd spend some fucking time with them. Yeah, I'd like that. What time? I figure we'll head over around 8. Be here then? Can do. Or be here then. Whatever. You get the fucking idea. You quickly down some coffee and a muffin and head out with Heidi for class. Boy, him and those muffins. It's time to kill this afternoon. Let's see if Mora is busy. You pull out your phone and call her. After a moment, she picks up. Hey, hot stuff. What's up? Hey, you working? As always, why? Thought we might hang out a bit this afternoon. Oh, I'm sorry, I can't. I really need to work this afternoon, and there's a good chance I won't be able to pay my electric bill. Yep, that electric bill's there. It's a rough motherfucker. Jeez, okay. But maybe. What? I could switch to just doing the eat stuff if you want to ride along with me. Is that okay? Yeah, of course. Lots of people have someone with them when they're delivering. Why the fuck not? That'd be great. You want to swing by PCA and pick me up? I can do that. Give me a few and I'll meet you out front. Awesome. See you soon. Gotta go with a redheaded Moira. Remember, they did some studies, guys. Redheads don't feel pain and experience... Well, they don't feel as much pain. And they experience more orgasms and are generally more sexually active. True. They did some studies. Just happened. I approve those studies. They could do more studies like that. You hang up and head out to the campus entrance waiting for Moira to show up. And there she is. About 5 minutes later, you see her car pull in. You open the slide door. You open the side door, climb in, and lean across to kiss her. A horn blares from behind you, startling the two of you.
Hey, you two. This isn't a make-out session. I'm trying to get to work.
Moira puts the vehicle in drive and pulls away, giggling.
Whoops! That was embarrassing.
I wouldn't worry too much. I glanced back and I'm pretty sure they were laughing. That doesn't make it better. Haha, it's okay, no one's gonna tease you for it, except maybe me. She gives your face a light, playful slap, like that. Butthead. She smiles at you, you chuckle and make sure your seat belted, throwing your backpack in the back seat. The next few hours go by quickly. You chat with Moira at length about all sorts of things in between helping her make deliveries. She has you doing the actual walking up the doors and handing people their food, and you find yourself chatting with nearly everyone you meet while doing so.
Why, those are awfully wonderful breasts you have there, ma'am. I couldn't help but notice them.
Wow. I mean, all the women in this town are pretty damn gorgeous. She ordered an awful small pizza. I mean, that's a small pizza. Guys, when I order a pizza, I want a pizza. Like a big, freaking, extra large. I need it larger than extra large. What's the largest you got? Because it won't last that long. I have 4 slices and that's about it.
I mean, I could probably eat the whole damn thing. You know how you just take it and do big, 4 giant slices? There you go. That's how you do it.
This is kind of fun. Really? Yeah, everyone's happy to see their food, so they're super friendly. Oh, I wouldn't know. I usually just leave it on the step and ring their doorbell. Is that still a thing? She shrugs. No one has complained. I just feel awkward knocking on strangers' doors and making conversation. But you have no problem picking up strangers in your car and making small talk. That just feels easier to me. I'm in my personal little domain here. I feel comfortable in my car. Here in my car. That's a fine line there. She shrugs again. I can't really explain how my social anxiety works. It's just there. I deal with it how I can. It's okay, I'm sorry if it sounded like I was questioning it or something. I've never really had that. It sucks sometimes. I want to be social and outgoing and all that, but on my own terms, you know? I mostly prefer a quiet night at home anyway. With me? She smiles at you and reaches across for your hand, squeezing it. Of course with you. You kiss her hand and lean back in the seat. Well, you're getting awfully flirty with this one, mate. That's starting to go into romance. I think we're good for now. Want to come back to my place for a bit? I'll have to head out again for the dinner rush, but we can spend an hour or so together. Yeah, I'd like that a lot. Okay, and there's that. Wow, you've been making out with Moira for a few minutes. It's already getting pretty hot. Feels like she's just as turned on as you. Perhaps more. Oh. Really? Well. Looks like we're gonna have to go back to that a little later. When we do a full hour next week. Alright guys, this is the Grim Lord and we'll see you next time with more Bear Witness on Grimm's Uncanny Valley.